I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Alabama, the first place we go where the wife is behind bars after she shot her husband. But this was an accident. This really was an accident. This happened out on Alabama 69. Highway 69. Saturday in Dodge City.
They go both ways on that street, don't they?
This is in Dodge City, Brad, where this happened. At 6:45 p.m. Saturday evening, husband and wife.
How many times has that Stein been stolen?
Alabama 69.
Highway 69.
Alabama
whatever.
69.
Yeah.
So you got the husband and wife in the car, and then the wife, I guess, is behind the wheel, and she's having a road rage incident with another driver. I don't know. Somebody cut into a lane they shouldn't have cut into. One of those deals. She's behind the wheel, and she pulls out her piece as she's driving. As the husband, I guess, rolled down his window and starts firing at the car. Well, that she's not a good shot because she struck her husband in the head.
Ah.
He's in stable condition. He's going to survive. He's going to pull out of it. But let's listen to one of the arresting officers here.
The main thing is don't let annoyance cause you to do something that you will have to pay for or regret for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good advice there. Or at least be a better shot or tell your husband to duck or to get down when you're doing that.
We've had several knuckleheads appear, and I can't believe it's news, in trying to steal or make off with an ATM. You know, tie a rope around it, drag it through the front of the store, and drag it down the street. And then, like in that scene in Breaking Bad, when they had stolen that ATM and they couldn't get inside it, and he's trying to get it open by hitting it with a sledgehammer and everything. Maybe they should have thought about it the way this guy from Southington, Connecticut did. Well, at least he had a good plan, but he's back behind bars after the cops were able to connect him to a series of burglaries that went back to 2016, stealing ATMs. They say an ATM, this guy bought a battery-powered hydraulic spreader, basically what the fire department calls the Jaws of Life. He bought Jaws of Life on eBay, and then he would go and scout out these locations like a Dunkin' Donuts, where the last one he got was a Dunkin' Donuts. And then in the case, the guy used his debit card when he went into the Dunkin' Donuts and made some purchases. And he would go in there a couple times leading up to his crime, and then he'd break in there with his jaws of life and steal the ATM. And over the course of a couple years since 2016, it's estimated this guy stole anywhere between $200,000 and $300,000 from the ATM burglaries. Well, the cops started watching his ATM purchases, and it became a pattern where he'd go to these various locations in the days leading up to the incident. And then when they found that he had the Jaws of Life purchase on eBay, they were able to put that together. They said several other agencies have served warrants on this guy, and they want to look at him into some of the ATM thefts that they've had dating back years. This guy's been doing it.
The two things that get me about that story are, number one, that you can buy a Jaws of Life on eBay. Yeah. And number two, in that story, they listed some of his ATM robberies, as you mentioned. He hit an ATM at a Shell station and got out of that ATM $46,000. Now, I don't know if you'd asked me how much money they have in an ATM, I don't know. I would have thought maybe 10 grand at the most.
Yeah,
I didn't think they had $46,000, probably $50,000 when it's full,
yeah,
in an ATM.
They said this guy got up to $300,000 in cash.
All 20s, I'm sure.
With the jaws of life.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and then finally, there's this. A guy got pulled over for driving in the carpool lane, but he did have a passenger. This was in Las Vegas, but his passenger wasn't alive. Yeah, this guy was in the carpool lane, driving in the carpool lane. He was driving a hearse on Monday, and he had a corpse in the back of the hearse. So he
That's thought, technically two.
That's that. This I'm good here, aren't I? Well, the state trooper pulled him over, and he says to the trooper, What, he doesn't count? And the trooper said, yeah, it's a person, but they're not in a seat, and they're not living and breathing.
Oh, have a heart.
The body was in the rear cargo, and that doesn't qualify as a seat. So the Las Vegas Highway Patrol then felt the need to put this out on social media, this statement. I guess we should clarify this. Living, breathing people count for the HOV lane. The driver was giving a warning.
Yeah, but they don't mess with the stereo. They don't ask to stop. They don't, you know, spill anything in your car.
They're not going to distract you in any way. Yeah.
I can't believe it's news.
Well, then, can we count ashes? If we've got an urn, if you got dad in an urn in the passenger seat, will that count?